what's happening is that the church sources that we're in contact with in Syria are saying that the reporting which is occurring in the West is oversimplifying the situation that's happening over there. They're in fact saying that they feel exploited and deceived by the international media, which they think is only pursuing its own interests. In particular, one of the incidents that was mentioned to Aid to the Church in Need was that in some cases media sources are accused of falsifying images, that small demonstrations of, say, 50 people are photoshopped into major demonstrations with hundreds or even thousands of participants. So it does seem that there is reliable evidence to back up these claims, that the media isn't necessarily reporting things as transparently and as objectively as it might be.
Did these church sources speak to you about how this actually affects the ongoing situation on the ground, or perhaps more importantly, the international attention and pressure on what's taking place in Syria?
I think they feel that the international perspective on the situation is being very, shall we say, manipulated. It's being presented in a very biased way. They emphasized it's a very complex situation, that there are internal power struggles, there are religious tensions between different Muslim groups, there are tribal feuds, there are various acts of vengeance which are going on a daily basis. Indeed, there are various different opposition groups, some of which have a very Islamist agenda to them. And of course, in the West, the image that we're frequently presented with is of an opposition force that's trying to establish democracy, that embodies many of the values that we ourselves value in the West, showing the more unsavory aspects of the President Assad's regime. But they wouldn't necessarily see that as the reality. They would see that as a gross caricature, as a vast oversimplification of the situation that they find themselves in.
Let's look perhaps more particularly at the role of Aid to the Church in Need in Syria. You are present there, and getting beyond the media headlines, the diplomatic efforts to bring about peace, and getting beyond the political tug of war that seems to be taking place over Syria, you're concentrating on the humanitarian effects of this crisis, aren't you?
Indeed. Aid to the Church in Need has provided about €130,000 in emergency aid, primarily for Christian families in need. This includes help for families which are trapped in the old city of Homs. But yes, as Christians have had to flee the country for whatever reason, whether it's been Islamist attacks, whether it's been just that the conflict has driven them out, where they're suffering, we provided emergency aid and relief to help them in the terrible situation that they find themselves in at the moment.
Would you be appealing to Christians worldwide perhaps to look beyond the headlines and to really dig deep and help these families in need?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a very difficult situation in Syria. I think it's also very difficult to know exactly what's going on. We hear lots of media reports, but I think we have to question what we hear. You know, the information at the end of the day is either coming from the government or it's coming from the opposition, and both have their own agendas. But what we've got to remember is that real people are being caught up in these conflicts, that Christian families are suffering, and we've got to remember them in our prayers and do everything that we can to help and support them at this difficult time.